Actor Terry Crews rejoices, having a wife who prays is absolutely the best feeling in the world. By Warner Todd Houston on February 17, 2023. Actor Terry Crews praised his religious wife as he walked the red carpet at the 30th Annual Movie Guide Awards last week. Crews, a professed Christian, hailed wife Rebecca as a praying woman, according to the Christian Post. Crews spoke to the paper at the taping of the 2023 Movie Guide Award show on February 10, which will be broadcast on February 26 on cable and streaming network Up TV. The Brooklyn Nine-Nine star has been open about his struggles over his addiction to pornography, a problem he hid from his wife for 20 years and a problem that almost led to the end of their marriage. "She has prayed us through so many things," he said. "One thing I know is that to have a woman like that, who really wants the best for you, let me tell you, there's no replacing. It's absolutely the best feeling in the world," he exclaimed. Crews went on to say Rebecca's deep faith brought them closer together. "It makes us better," he said, adding, "it's just an incredible feeling." Last year, Crews also spoke of how he and his wife dealt with his porn addiction and told Entertainment Tonight that they even implemented a 3-month sex fast rule to get back in touch emotionally with each other. But despite his ultimate revelation to her about his addiction to porn, Rebecca stayed with him. "She is my rock. There's nothing like having someone who knows you in and out, all the stuff, and loves you anyway," Crews told ET. "That was the thing I was scared of. Like, if Rebecca found out who I really was, she'd leave. But what happened was, she found out who I really was and she told me she loved me anyway, and that blew my mind." But Rebecca also noted that she didn't just blindly forgive everything and the couple did break up for a time. After repeated infidelities and sneaking around with his porn addiction, she only came back to him when he finally seemed to sincerely admit his problem and begin to deal with it. "We understand the Bible says lust is never satisfied. So, when you toy with something like an addiction to porn, it's going to lead you to other places," Rebecca told the Christian Post back in 2014. "He begged me not to leave," she noted. But after seeing him actually taking his issues seriously, she relented. "Had I not seen the effort on his part, I couldn't have been forgiving. I'm very proud of him. I'm very thankful that he made the choice to deal with demons and to save our family because we need him," she said. Crews and Rebecca have been married now for about 34 years, making their union one of the strongest in town, famous for short relationships. Still, even as he has said there ain't many Christians in Hollywood, that hasn't prevented him from speaking out against many of the ills he has encountered there. In 2018 he said that a film producer threatened him with being excluded from a project unless he dropped a sexual harassment case against a Hollywood agent, and he accused Hollywood of protecting abusers. He also accused Hollywood of acting like a plantation and called it a very violent place in the way it excuses and hides sexual abuse of actors. Crews has also spoken out about political issues. In 2020, he was a harsh critic of the Black Lives Matter movement for threatening violence unless their demands were met. "When you have the leaders of the Black Lives movement, who are now talking about, if we don't get our demands, we're going to burn it down, other black people who are talking about working with other whites and other races, they're being viewed as sellouts, or called Uncle Toms. You start to understand you're now being controlled. You're not being treated as loved," Crews told CNN's Don Lemon. "You're actually being controlled. Someone wants to control the narrative. I viewed it as a very, very dangerous self-righteousness that was developing. That, you know, that really viewed themselves as better. It was almost a supremacist move where they viewed that their black lives mattered a lot more than mine." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.